In all the speeches he gave on the war years at 120th reunions and before civic groups, Sharp almost never talked about the spy organization he led. The one exception was a lecture he gave in 1876 at the Harlem Congressional Church, where he touched on the intelligence his information bureau provided and praised the lady in Richmond, Elizabeth Van Loo. Likewise, Patrick, when he reminisced about the war, preferred to recall his days as a brigade commander in combat rather than the intelligence collection he oversaw as provost marshal. Unlike Pinkerton and Baker, Sharp never wrote a post-war memoir about his spy organization. Neither did Babcock. Henry, one of Sharp's sons who became a major general in the army, tried to convince his father to write a history of his espionage work. Sharp had brought home a number of important intelligence documents. Henry wanted to get in touch with Van Loo, about whom his father had told him so much, to see if there was anything in her papers that might be useful in assembling an account of the Bureau of Military Information. But he never did, and his father never wrote a history. Sharp settled into a comfortable family residence in Kingston, aptly called The Orchard, because the acreage around it was devoted to fruit trees. He hosted a number of prominent visitors to his home, such as Grant, Hooker, Sherman, and future president, as well as close friend, Chester A. Arthur. The spymaster maintained his literary flair, writing a lengthy article, for example, on the Revolutionary War history of Kingston for its 1877 centennial celebration. Invitations to the elegant dinner parties Carrie staged with her European gourmet became prized among Kingston society. Sharp did not stay planted at home with his law practice. In January 1867, he sailed for Europe on a spy mission. Seward dispatched him to hunt for American citizens abroad who might have been involved in the Lincoln murder conspiracy, and in particular, who might have helped John Surratt Jr., suspected of plotting with Booth to kidnap Lincoln and then of being part of the assassination plan. Mary Surratt's son had remained hidden in Canada while she was tried and hanged. With the help of former rebel agents, he sailed to Liverpool and eventually made his way to the Papal States, which were territories on the Italian peninsula then under the rule of the Pope. He enlisted in the Pope's army, the Papal Zouaves, and hid out using the alias John Watson until an acquaintance recognized him and tipped off the U.S. minister in Rome. Surratt was arrested but managed to escape to Alexandria, Egypt, where he was arrested once more by U.S. officials and sent back to Washington in early 1867 for trial.